This is program number LW2051. Well, I just don't love him anymore. That's what Jane told a friend of hers. Hi, this is Larry West. We don't have anything in common anymore, and I'm thinking about getting a divorce. I thought I should talk to you first. What do you think about it? Well, Susan sat there stunned. You see, Susan knew there had been some problems. Jeff had not abused her. Wife abuse was not the problem. The problem was that Jeff and Jane had simply grown apart. Now, they were far apart. Though they occupied the same kitchen, the same living room, the same bedroom, backyard, they were far apart. So Susan asked her, "Have you really made up your mind? Do you have even the smallest desire to keep your family together?" You see, Susan was trying to find out whether or not it was too late. Well, Jane, confused, said, "I know this is not best for the children, but," she went on, "is it good for the children to live in a home where love and affection do not exist?" "Well, no," Susan admitted. She knew the kids needed love. We all need love. What was she to say? Finally, after listening for about 10 or 15 minutes, Susan came up with a good idea. Turning to Jane, Susan said, "Jane, my mother and father have been together for 35 years. They've had some rough times themselves, but they've stuck it out. Will you talk to my mom?" Well, Jane knew Susan's mom. She was a sweet lady, and Jane respected her a lot. So she said, "Okay, I'll talk to her." Well, Dot, Susan's mom, was a little nervous about it. She wondered what on earth she could say to help Jane. She knew that she had had feelings like that herself. I mean, doesn't every woman go through times when she feels neglected, even depressed? Dot thought of times when their children were very much younger and her husband worked two jobs, leaving home at 7 o'clock in the morning and returning about 1:30 the following morning. And during those hours of loneliness, those days, weeks, months, she began to think that she was intelligent enough only to talk to babies. She had wanted to run away from it all, too. So what could she say that would help? Well, Dot went to visit Jane. She listened to Jane retell her story, you know, that there wasn't anything concrete that she could put her finger on. Jeff was a kind man, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was that Jane just didn't love him anymore, and she wanted out. It was then that Dot spoke up. "Jane," she began, love is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. You don't have to feel something special to love your husband. There are times when you never have any feeling at all. Love is something you decide to give. It's as though you are willing yourself to love him. If you will just will yourself to love, the feeling will come back. You're just not going to feel the same today as when you were first married. Things change. But love, she said, is a decision. And though there will be struggles, though things will not be perfect, what you are and what you will become to each other is a decision of your minds. That's where commitment comes from. Look for the ways in which you can act in a loving way. Love is an act of the will, she insisted, not a feeling. If you will act it, the feelings will come back. Well, to make a long story short, Jane decided not to get a divorce. It was about 3, maybe 4 months later that Jane ended up knocking on Dot's door. And sitting down over a cup of coffee, Jane admitted, "I got to thinking about what you said. I never thought about it like that." She went on, "I thought I had to feel something special to love him. But I've made a decision now, and I'm sure we're going to make it." Well, maybe you've found yourself in Jane's shoes, and maybe what Dot told Jane has helped you today. Love is a decision. It's something you make up your mind about. We don't believe that too much these days. That's why things like commitment and honor and integrity have flown out the window. The Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives." And what the Bible is saying there, looking at the original word for love there, is that God is telling husbands, serve your wives. Now, to serve somebody is something you decide to do. If you're having a struggle today, decide you're going to love that husband, that wife of yours. It's something you do in your head. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. I think you'll appreciate it and like it. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it. It's free. In care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.